Amen. We come here to worship the Lord, brothers and sisters, but we're also coming here to strengthen our life of faith through prayer, through the Word of God. So for tonight's message in English, God put a word on my heart, which I would really like to read together with you. So if you have your Bibles with you, I invite you to open them up to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and we will read from verse 10 to verse 17. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then, after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. Initially, I wanted to name the title of my tonight's message, The Christian Wardrobe. But then I remembered that Colleen had this title like 4 weeks ago in one of his messages, so I kept thinking about the title. And tonight's title for my message is Dress for Success. I really want to go with that title because I think with that title I will have more of your attention, because I already saw some of you smiling. Nice title, Dress for Success. Maybe we'll speak about expensive watches, a three-piece suit, handmade shoes. Well, for sure not, brothers and sisters. I don't want to talk about something like that, but I'd rather talk about what a Christian, what a child of God has to wear to be or to remain successful, to resist the enemy in the time of evil. So, when we come here to church, we know how to make a difference in terms of clothing, right? I mean, so far, I did not see anybody coming on a Sunday morning service in flip-flops, in, I don't know, dirty work pants or something like that. No, because we all know how to dress nicely, how to dress more special compared to the other days of the week. We make a difference. But what I want to point out tonight is that we as children of God, we must always wear certain clothes, spiritually speaking. We have to wear clothes or equipment that God offers us. And I just want to remind you here what also Apostle Paul says in Ephesians, but in chapter 4, 22 and 24, there he talks about that to put off our old selves, without God, and to put on our new selves, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So let's go back to our main text where Paul speaks in verse 11 about the armor of God. And then in verse 12, he talks about the battle that we have to fight as Christians. And then, of course, in verse 13, he speaks about victory, that after the battle, we will still be standing firm. And for us to be able to win all these battles that we are facing every single day, to be able to still stand firm after a battle, we have to be equipped, and we have to wear a few things that Apostle Paul speaks about here in our main text, beginning with verse 14. And that's what I meant with dress for success. As Christian, we have to wear certain things in our, we have to have certain things in our wardrobe that cannot be missing. So let's see, the first thing that we need as Christian, and that Apostle Paul points out here in verse 14, is if you want to be successful, and if you want to still stand firm after a battle, the first thing you have to put on is a belt. Not any belt, it's the belt of truth. Now, most of you, you know that I'm from Austria, right? Yes, like the former governor of California, Schwarzenegger, me too, I am from Austria. Actually, we are from the same part of Austria called Styria. Yeah. So what I want to tell you, in Austria, serving in the army is still a mandatory thing, right? So even I had to serve my time in the army. And I remember that I had over all this clothes and all the jackets we had, the different jackets, always we had to put on this belt. It was simply part of the equipment of the uniform we had to wear. And why do I remember this? Well, first of all, it was a beautiful belt. It was a white belt, and on the latch, or how do you call this, plate in the front, it had the Austrian eagle on it, right? And in the first week of the army, we had all of kind of exercises, and some night, it was after midnight, the door opened, and we had this alarm exercise. We had to get fully equipped and dressed in within 2 minutes or so. So I was half asleep, half in a hurry, and in that hurry, I put on this belt upside down, and the eagle was facing down. It looked like the eagle was diving. So I didn't see that, and we had to go out, lining up, and the instructor, he was starting to walk up and down to check all of our uniforms, and he was walking slowly down, and he stopped in front of me. And it was, I remember him like it was yesterday, it was a proud Austrian patriot. And when he saw my belt, that the Austrian eagle is facing down, his face became like the Austrian flag, red, white, red. So, long story short, this cost me the first weekend of going home. But what I want to tell you with that is that every time I put on that belt, believe it or not, but it made you to feel more, I don't know, courageous or strong. Every time you put on that white belt, it pushed out your chest. It changed your entire posture. It changed even your stand. You had a firm stand in it, yes? So what does Apostle Paul wants to tell us with that? If you want to be a strong Christian, courageous and undefeated, you have to wear the belt of truth. What is truth? Pontius Pilate asked. I don't ask you tonight what is truth, but I want to ask you tonight, who is the truth, brothers and sisters? Jesus said about himself in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So, never wake up, never leave the house without putting on the belt of truth. In other words, never wake up, never leave the house without Jesus. Without the one who said on the morning of Resurrection Day, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. And Isaiah said about him in chapter 11, verse 5, he will wear righteousness like a belt and truth like an undergarment. Psalm 93, verse 1. The Lord has clothed and encircled himself with strength. So, brothers and sisters, we have to wear, all of us, the belt of truth. That means that we have to clothe and encircle us with Jesus, because he is the truth. John 8, 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. He will set you free from sin. He will set you free from fear. You will become fearless. You will become courageous. And you will become strong. And then I guarantee you, all of us in here can say like Apostle Paul, I can do everything through Christ. This was my first point, and I want to end my first point reading two verses. Luke 12, 35 to 37. Be dressed and ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. To wear the belt of truth means a waking state. It means alertness, and it means strength. So I pray tonight that the Lord fill all of us with his power, that he will make us strong people, and that he will make us believers of the truth. Amen. My second point, let's look further down to verse 15 in our main text. There we'll find another very important thing we have to close ourselves with. So, when we are in a battle, what else do we need? We need good solid shoes, right? And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, with the readiness. Now, at the beginning, at my introduction, I didn't tell you, but for sure you all know this. Paul wrote these verses while he was in prison, right? So maybe he was sitting there in his cell, he was watching between the bars, and he saw the soldiers who guarded him and his inmates. And maybe he looked at them and he saw the big, solid, good shoes they wore. And maybe that's why he said that it is very important to wear good, solid shoes, spiritually speaking. For a Christian, it is very important to wear good, solid shoes. And did you recognize something here at Paul when he's speaking about shoes? He's not speaking about Valentino's or Nike's or some other brands, no. When he's speaking about shoes that we have to wear, he speaks about the brand readiness. We have to be ready for the gospel of peace. We have to be ready for good deeds, and we have to be ready for the house of the Lord. Listen also to Paul, Romans 12, 11, where he says, never be lazy. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord, how? Enthusiastically. The first church from the very beginning, we can see that in the book of Acts. From the beginning, they were full of passion and full of enthusiasm for the Lord and for the ministry. Generations after generations, brothers and sisters, they were full of enthusiasm for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, you know what? It's our turn right now. It's on us. It's our generation's turn. And I ask you tonight, are we ready? Are we full of passion? Are we full of enthusiasm for the ministry, for the house of the Lord, for the Lord? Or are we bored or lazy, how we just read? Or maybe careless? Are we careless that people around us are dying in sin? Do you know that the people around us, they need our help? Titus 2:14, we read, he gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own people. And now listen to that. Totally committed to doing good deeds. This is the reason why Jesus died for us, and why he rose again from the dead. To free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us, but also to make us committed people, to fill us with passion and with enthusiasm for him and for his house. Or how Paul says here in our main text, the readiness for the gospel of peace. In Matthew 24, 14, in this passage here, Jesus talked with his disciples and he told them, and the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world so that all nations will hear it. Brothers and sisters, also our generation, all of us, we all have to wear these shoes of readiness. Readiness for the gospel of peace in these times that we are living in right now. Sometimes I think about how would it be if Apostle Paul would be here with us. Not only that he would encourage all of us to be ready, to be full of passion and enthusiasm for the Lord and for the ministry, right? But we all know Paul. Not only that he will ask us all to do so, but before he would do that, he would give himself as an example, right? And I'm pretty sure what he would tell us. You know what he would tell us? 1 Corinthians 9:16, where he says, "Yet preaching the good news is not something I can boast about. I am compelled by God to do it." Now listen to that. "How terrible for me if I didn't preach the good news." Do we still have people like Apostle Paul in our generation, full of passion and enthusiasm for the Lord? Do we still have people like Apostle Paul in our generation who can say, "How terrible for me if I could not preach the good news"? Jesus said in Acts 1 verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses." You will be my witnesses. That means that we won't be silent. We will declare and we will speak the name of Jesus. We will speak about our faith in Jesus and about the gospel of peace. And the only thing that makes you ready and that makes you full of passion and enthusiasm is the Holy Spirit. After the day of Pentecost, scary Peter or fearful Peter, he was not fearful anymore. He was on fire. He was full of passion. Everyone there was filled with joy and enthusiasm for the Lord. So, besides wearing the belt of truth, we also have to wear shoes of readiness. Readiness for the gospel of peace. And I want to close my second point also by reading a verse before digging into the third point. So let's read Isaiah 53, verse 7. "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation, the news that the God of Israel reigns." Lord, help us all to have our feet covered in the shoes of readiness. Amen. Help us all to be ready, full of passion, full of enthusiasm for the gospel of peace. Amen? And the third thing mentioned here by Apostle Paul, you can find it in verse 16. Here he speaks about the shield of faith. He says, "In addition to all of this, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil." The devil is our enemy. The devil is God's enemy. He wants to unclothe us from everything that God did good within us. He wants to take away the belt of truth. He wants to take away our shoes of readiness. He wants to make us lazy, bored, and careless. And against him, against these attacks that he uses against us, we can only defend ourselves with the shield of faith, with our faith. Last week we heard about doubting Thomas, right? And we saw that even the other disciples, how fast they fell into unbelief. But Thomas, yeah, he did not want to believe. And when you lose your faith, when the devil succeeds to take away your faith, and when he starts sneaking in doubts into your heart, what else do you have to defend yourself with? What else do you have to defend yourself against these fiery arrows that the devil uses to attack you? God gave us faith once and for all, like a shield that we can use against these attacks. And that's why we have to persevere in our faith. That's why we have to strengthen our life of faith every single day. And that's why we have to remain faithful. Because the Bible says, "It is through faith that the righteous person has life. And listen to what we read in Colossians 1:23. But you must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Don't drift away from the assurance you received when you heard the good news. When you live with God and when you walk with God, there is no other foundation than your faith. Faith is for us like a shield that defends us from all the fiery arrows that the devil uses to attack us. So besides the belt of truth, besides the shoes of readiness, let's also wear this shield. Let's also hold up this shield that's called faith. And my fourth point, the fourth thing I want to point out here is from verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 17 says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So let's also talk very short on the helmet of salvation. A helmet which you can put on your head as a protection is very important, yeah? But what does this helmet of salvation that we can put on represent for us? It represents the word of God, on which we have to constantly think about, on which we have to constantly meditate on. Psalm 1, verse 2, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Joshua 1, verse 8, study this book of instruction continually, meditate on it day and night. So the word of God that we carry constantly in our minds, in our heads, on which we meditate on every single day, day and night, this represents the helmet of salvation on our heads. And now something very important, the sword of the Spirit. When you go in a battle, you always want to have a sword with you, right? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Do you remember that Jesus always used the word when he was attacked or tempted by the devil? Matthew 4, verse 4. Here he was tempted by the devil to transform the stones into bread, right? And Jesus said, the scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then look more down at verse 7. Again, Jesus says here, the scripture also say, you must not test the Lord your God. And then in verse 10, we see how he rebukes Satan using the scriptures. Brothers and sisters, what I want for all of us, for Emmanuel Church, is that we are a church of the written word of God, that we are a church who loves the word of God, that we are a church who uses the word of God in every single battle. Amen? Because you know what? Heaven and earth will disappear, but the word of God will never disappear. He is alive, he is Christ, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen? Let me repeat one more time. Dress for success, brothers and sisters. This means that we have to be equipped with the armor of God in these end times that we are living in. So, first of all, let's always put on the belt of truth. Never walk barefoot. Always put on the shoes of readiness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news. Thirdly, always hold up the shield of faith. Put on salvation as your helmet. And last but not least, in your hands, we should always have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen? Amen. God bless you all. This was my message for tonight. Initially, I wanted to speak out of Exodus 12, verse 11, where God told his people, have your garment belted around your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. But the Holy Spirit put this beautiful parallel out of Ephesians 6 on my heart, and I pray that God blesses us with his armor, and he will make us a strong church. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you.